This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today's lesson in the voracious appetite that capitalism has for profit comes in the form of a Twinkie and of its parent company, Hostess. You'll recall the wailing and gnashing of teeth a couple of years ago when the company's assets were bought by a private equity firm. Children and, yes, adults everywhere really bemoaned the tragedy of lost sugary snacks. Well, not only is Hostess back in business, but 2 years after the company was taken private, its value has reportedly tripled. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explores how that happened.
Hostess's owners, Apollo Global Management and Metropolis & Co., bought the company for $410 million almost 2 years ago. Today, there's speculation it's worth almost $2 billion. How did they do it? I asked David Robinson, who teaches finance at Duke University.
They buy the company's assets, and then they start looking for inefficiencies.
In the case of Hostess, that meant outsourcing delivery of Twinkies and Ding Dongs, slashing the labor force, and closing some plants. But the private equity buyers also capitalized on nostalgia for Hostess snacks and the panic that they would soon disappear. Their social media campaign featured stars like Snoop Dogg tweeting about a special delivery of Twinkies. Even Wall Street analysts weren't immune.
I am a ding-dong man.
Bruce Cohen is a senior partner at Kurt Salmon. He did some panic buying for his office.
We went on Amazon and we bought Twinkies and ding-dongs and the apple pies and the small donuts, and we had a big celebration.
Now that Hostess's value appears to be soaring, other private equity firms are trying the same thing. According to Peter Cowan, managing director of Clear Capital Advisors, he's a private equity investor and advisor.
Just because a company is financially a wreck, it doesn't mean that there's not a loyalty and people in stores want the product and it brings a certain joy and a deliciousness.
Cohen says there are other examples of money being made from nostalgia. Just look at the turnarounds of Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer and Old Spice Cologne. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.